All right, God is good.
Amen.
Why do I say that? Because God is good. He loves you. He loves you unconditionally. No conditions. That is amazing. I just hope he keeps his word.
Yeah.
I hope he keeps covenant. I'm praying that he'll keep covenant. No. He will keep covenant. So one thing you can count on, God never lies. He never makes a promise that he doesn't keep. And since he's blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places so that you can enjoy them on earth. He's blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places so you can enjoy them on earth. How many know that God is faithful? He's faithful. The Bible is not about you. It's about God. It's all about what God did in heaven, not about what you're doing on earth. Now, I know you think, well, he's waiting on me. No, he's not. He already knows what you're going to do before you even do it. He already knows it. You're all lovers. Why? God made you that way. God made you to be a lover. Well, not everybody else is loving back. You don't have to worry about them loving back. Just do it by faith. Faith in his word, trust in him. Faith in his word, trust in him. Faith in his word, trust in him. How many know that you can trust the Lord?
Amen.
You can trust him to keep his word. And meanwhile, since you have faith in his word, you can act on his faith. Just act on it. You can just act on it. You don't need a rhema. You don't need anything, bells to ring or people to applaud you. You don't need that. You just do it because you have trust in him to keep his word. And if he keeps his word, you don't have to worry about him doing his part. He's already done your part by Jesus. Amen. And so now your part is love your neighbor as yourself. That's the end of the law. Now you've just begun it. Worship God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And now you're loving your neighbor as your Lord, all by faith. All by faith. What value is faith? Well, it's because faith always means unseen world. Everything in the Bible is unseen. I know it refers to things in on earth, but it's all unseen. You don't see a perfect earth. You don't see Jesus. You don't see anything in heaven. You can read about it, but you can't see it. You can read about it, but you can't see it. As a matter of fact, you don't want to see it. But sometimes he just surprises you and you see it anyway. We call that miracle. But the miracles aren't for you. Miracles aren't for you. Miracles are for outsiders. Miracles so that when men see your good works, they will, what? They'll glorify your Father. Your Father which art in heaven. Why? Why does he do that? Because he loves being glorified. Why? So he can bless you more. Multiply the blessing. I came that you might have life and to have it more abundantly. So more abundant means loving your neighbor as yourself. More abundant means he's already given you eternal life by faith. But now he doesn't want you to work on the works. He wants you just to do them in faith. And then someday you'll see it. Someday you'll see it. And then you'll actually feel the love. You'll actually understand all mysteries. You'll actually want to love God with all your heart and soul and strength and your neighbor as yourself. You'll actually want to. And that's when you go to heaven. You haven't seen that yet. It doth not yet appear. It doth not yet appear. Now, if you had a choice between faith and love, which would you pick? If you had a choice.
Hey. Love.
Okay. Those that said faith are correct, because it's not yet time. It doth not yet appear. What we shall be. We know that when he appeareth, So you love your husband though he doesn't deserve it. Don't worry about them deserving it. You love your husband because he doesn't deserve it, right? It's just for free. You just do it for free. It's by faith. Do you have to understand it? No. Do you have to understand it? No. No, you don't. Do you have to see it? No. I just do it. Just do it. Well, why do it? Why obey when you don't have anything going for you except faith? Oh, that's what he wants. In other words, everything that you're to do is to love others before you see that they deserve it. Isn't that interesting? That's what makes stable homes. You love people that do not deserve it. Everything in the Bible is unseen. Someday we'll see it, but not today. So when you don't see it and then you do it, you actually see it. And you weren't expecting to see it. You actually, if you love somebody that doesn't deserve it, you'll be just like God. He loved us while we were yet sinners. So we can love one another while you're yet a sinner. You have to be very forgiving as a Christian. Why? Because he first loved you. Loved you while you were yet a sinner.
Hallelujah.
So now we love everybody else, and they don't deserve it. But they don't need to deserve it, because you're doing it by faith. But someday you'll see it, and you'll actually feel it. And you'll actually understand all mysteries. And you'll actually want to do it. But today you don't. So don't ever ball yourself out. Well, I don't know if I feel it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Ah, that's what he wants. So faith is the victory, not the victory. The victory is not the victory. Even if you had a victory today, because he acted, and you had a miracle today, you can't rely upon that. You can't rely upon that, because you never know when God's going to act. But if you act, he will act. If you act, he will multiply. He'll multiply the loaves. All of a sudden, you can do things that you can't do. He'll make a way when there is no way. You'll see miracles on earth, not him loving you, but him loving through you that you loved your neighbor as yourself. Did you all understand what I just said? So what he doesn't want is for you to be focused on seeing it. He wants you to be focused on not seeing it. So faith is the victory. In other words, let's say you had a victory today. Well, then tomorrow you'd want another one. So you'd take your eyes off of Jesus and look for the victory. So when most people pray, they pray for seeing it. They're not praying because they trust God. They're not really trusting God. They don't really believe his word. So they wait. Well, if you'd bless me, then I'd bless others. He's not going to do it that way. He's not going to do it that way. Unless you believe. I want you to believe. I'm increasing your faith. I'm increasing your trust. Because thou trustest in him. So him is better than it. Him is a person. It is the thing he does. Or you do. So don't look for the it. Look for the him. In other words, he wants you to come and know him right now. He wants to have intimate relationship with you before you perform, prior to your performance. Just go ahead and perform, and then he starts to do miracles, and he didn't even want to be blessed, but you're blessed and not even knowing it. Just like Kara, you know, came. Kara sitting in the back row, Kara, our oldest daughter. She just, I don't know, out of the blue, she said, I'm coming. What? She says, that's unusual. It's not Christmas or it's not Thanksgiving or something. But I'm coming alone. Oh, without your husband and 8 children? Wow. And then Kirsten wanted to come from all the way from Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. And then so she came. And then David already lives in Fort Worth, and Margaret lives here in Dallas. So we were all together as a family. And Kara started all that. She just did it out of love. Thinking, I don't know, I don't even know why she came. But it was a blessing, and it multiplied. Because we wept and we cried and laughed and had fun together and so on and so forth. It was real. And so, it's him, not it. Everyone wants the it. I don't. I want the him. When you increase in your faith, when you and how do the increase comes? That's because you bless the neighbor. The increase was not he increased his love. He already loves you. He didn't increase his love. He just increased your faith that he'll keep his word, that when you love your neighbor, you blessed him. I came that you might have life. You have eternal life. But also bless your neighbor, and you do that in faith. And then he multiplies that. And then they bless others, and they bless others, and they all give glory to the Father. So, that little upside-down thing is everyone wants dopamine. Everyone wants to be blessed. Just love me, Father, if I could only know you love me. Now, he's not going to do that. He already wrote it down in his book. It's good enough that it says so in the book. Just act on that. And you act on that pure faith. Yeah. Not because you felt something or, you know, oh, I felt like I need to do this. No, you don't feel it. Just do it. Just do it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love everybody. You know what? That's all he's ever wanted. You just do that and you've fulfilled the end of the law. But then he'll come. And he's waiting for the bride to make herself ready. You know how do you do it? Just love your neighbor as yourself. That's the end of the law. Love one another just as Christ loved you. And you do that. And then he multiplies it and somehow then he shows up. So you get more blessings. Did you all understand what I just said? If you did, say so. I understood what you said, Pastor. It's too powerful. So don't give people what they want. Don't give people what they want. Give them what God says, give them. Just give them. Just give them. Just bless them. Right? So then you do that, and you've already done the end of the law. And that pleases God. You did it by faith. You didn't do it because you needed to do it or had to do it or you were burdened to do it. Just do it. Just do it. So, how can we love people? Well, because they're all sinners. The only person you're going to love is a sinner. Why? That's all we have. Did you know that the whole world is full of sinners?
Amen.
And they are obnoxious. They talk too much, or they never say anything, or whatever the problem is, they'll have a problem. Whatever it is, they're going to have that problem. Have you noticed that there are a lot of problems? Ain't going to stop until Jesus comes back. It's not going to stop. So in the meanwhile, what do? Love one another. If you don't love your brother whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you haven't seen? So, don't worry about it. As he's forgiven you, forgive your brother. Amen? And then you'll actually experience miracle after miracle because God shows up. Showing up is a miraculous because you don't control him. You never know when he's going to manifest himself. But it's not for you. He's not trying to love you more. God, I just need more love. You don't need that. You need to give up all that. Just say, no, it's written in the Word. I'm just relying on that. However it comes out, I'm totally happy. When you give up, then God does something. As long as you're alive, it won't be done. So you need your soul to die. Faith is the death of your soul. You have faith in God, you've already won the victory. You have faith in God, you have faith in His Word, yeah. Then you'll trust in Him, yeah. Then just be patient and it'll show up. But if you have double eyes, if you have, you know, double-minded in all your ways, you'll be unstable. Because you're looking at two things at once. You can't look at Jesus and also mammon. Also something visible. Don't ever look for the visible. You'll just get it automatically. If with Christ Jesus he freely gives you all things, you just get it automatically. When you give up, you're actually free. You just enter into his rest. Enter into his rest. You know what? I'm not going to wait for God to do anything. I'm just going to go ahead and act. And you go ahead and act obediently to God. Love your neighbor as yourself, whom you can see. He's right there. You love him as he is. Don't change him. Fix him. Perfect him. That's God. God does all that. So just don't see it. Just go ahead and do it. So you see, nothing's stopping us.
Good.
Can love our neighbor as ourselves. And your neighbor isn't worth it, so don't worry about that. Just do it, because God, if he were on the earth, that's what he would do. So you're manifesting him. And then they'll give glory to your Father in heaven.
Amen.
All right. Ezekiel 34. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, prophesy against... The word of the Lord came to me, Ezekiel. Ezekiel means what? God is my strength. God is my strength. So, this, his name is, you know, pastors shouldn't rule with force or manipulation or tricks, you know, tricker. You know, I'll say this and they'll do this. Don't manipulate people. Just let people be themselves. Love people as they are. Don't love them as they ought to be. Don't love people, because this will help them. Don't help them. Just love them. Unconditionally. Just love them. It isn't that they need your love. It isn't that they need your love. That's not up to you. It's that God said to do it. So you just love people as they are, and they're not worth it. They're not worth it. They aren't. Come on, they're not. Because they don't like you as you are. They don't like you as you are. They want you to perform. They want to see the mirror. They want to see heaven on earth. That's the whole heresy of this world. It wants to see heaven without God. How can you have the kingdom of God without God? You can't have the kingdom of God without God. But everybody does it. Everybody wants the kingdom of God without God. Oh, I don't want God. I don't want to know God. I don't want to know him. I just want to know it, you know. But to have the kingdom of God without him, because he messes things up. He'll point out a sin or something. Well, how many know God says your only problem is sin, but I'll take care of that. You don't have to take care of that. Just love your neighbor as yourself. I can't, because I'm not blessed enough. You don't need to wait around for that. Just do it. Just do it. Well, I don't have anything right now. You don't need anything. What's that stick in your hand? Just use that. Well, I don't know. What is it? God can do anything. With whatever you have, it's sufficient. Whatever you have in your life, it's sufficient.
Amen.
I am sufficient to do anything God wants me to do. Right?
Amen.
So love your neighbor as yourself. The neighbor you see. You can go and worship God, but you're going to do it in faith. Ah, oh, God, I love you. Don't wait for a rhema. Don't wait for a feeling. Don't wait for an understanding. Don't wait for anything. Just go ahead and do it. I don't know if this is sincere or not. Don't worry about being sincere. Just do it. Just love your neighbor as yourself. Do they deserve it? No. You're going to be just like God, because this is how you're like God. Love people that don't deserve it. What is that verse you've memorized, Mom? Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness.
Okay. He counts your faith as righteousness. If you're righteous, and then you love your neighbor just by faith, not seeing it, just believing, I'm going to do this by faith. I'm going to help people that, you know, that I want to help, that they need my help. I want to do that. For no reason. I'm not saying because he'll thank me. I'm just doing it because he said, do it. Right? But always begin with your wife. Always begin with your wife, because she's the least person that deserves it, because you know her. So we don't have men today. There are no men. Because no one wants to kill men. Well, you have to kill men. If I don't kill Raul, we don't have a family, right? So today we have the family without the family, right? You know, we just have husband and wife. But at least the wife knows you love her. Amen. But you do it by faith. You don't feel it. You don't understand it. You don't want to do it. You just do it, right? So everyone is waiting around for a rhema or for a miracle or whatever, as though you need to be loved before you can love. He's already loved you. He wrote it in the Word. He wrote it in the Word. Well, I want more than that. No, you're not going to get more than that. Just leave it. Postpone your perfection and your happiness and blah, blah. But everyone wants to see it. The unseen world is all you're going to see by faith. But when he comes back, you'll see the kingdom of God. You'll see it. You'll feel it. You'll want it. You'll actually experience it. And you will. You'll actually feel love for one another. You'll actually understand all mysteries. You'll actually want to love your neighbor as yourself. No one has to talk you into it. You just thought, is in heaven, that'll be the way it'll be on earth. So there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. But that is not here right now, so don't want it. Just do this by unseen world. Okay. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds, the pastors of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God to the shepherds. Whoa! That's the word of the Lord right here to shepherds. I'm a shepherd. Woe to you shepherds, you know, because you didn't feed my sheep, you ate the sheep. You weren't not interested in them having faith in me. You were interested in them being blessed with, you know, big screens on the thing or marble bathrooms or whatever. Special parking places for first-time visitors and all that kind of stuff. They do all that to feed the flesh. You'll never die that way. The way you die is just by faith. Faith is death. You have faith in God, and all you got is the Word. And the Word says you're a new creation. I am? Yeah, you love everybody. I do? You won't understand it. Just do it anyway. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And you know, when you do it, it works. I mean, and suddenly it works because you didn't do it for any reason to bless yourself. You just did it because you did it because you did it because you did it because God said, that's what I made you for, to be a steward of me. You'll answer to me later. But for right now, just love your neighbor as yourself. Well, nobody wants to love your neighbor because neighbors are obnoxious. Neighbors take up your time. They waste your time. I mean, you start digging into a person's problems, they have so many problems, you know, one person will exhaust you.
Yeah. True.
I mean, really. So, one person can just take away your breath and your life and everything. Just one. Cynthia's not like that, but she is like that. Huh? Yeah, she just wants to suck all the juice out of you. Love her, you know, just as she is. Don't make her fix up. Just love her the way she is. There's your joy right there. Your joy is giving up. Surrender. Just surrender to him. Faith is just surrendering to God. It's just not waiting to see the kingdom. The kingdom is within you. The kingdom is not something you observe. The kingdom is not something you deserve. Oh, I wish you'd answer this prayer for me. No, he's not trying to bless you. He's already blessed you. Just bless somebody else. So as you're distracted by blessing somebody else, he blesses you. What? My gosh, I got blessed. I was out to bless you, but I got blessed. Well, that just happens that way. So he doesn't want you to wait, you know. This, the waiting thing is what bothers us. I hate to wait on God because he's slow. Slow to anger and he's slow to answer. He doesn't answer right away. Well, that's because you didn't act on your faith. What do you mean? Well, just go out and do it. Don't understand it. Don't feel it. Don't want it. Just do it. And you know what happens? He multiplies it. He multiplies it. He gives you much more than you are even expecting because you're not expecting anything. Everything unseen is unseen. You don't see it. Everything is seen, we despise. But he wants you to love the despised thing you see. Don't fix it. Don't help it out. Just do what God said. Love your situation. Whatever your whatever a state you're in, be content. Be content. In whatever state you are, just be content. because all the wealth of God is going to be right there to help you. Just do it without seeing it. That's faith. Do you understand that? And God does all this. God does all this. He's just asking you to trust him. You trust him because you believe in his word. But all you have is this word. You don't see Jesus. So how can you trust in a guy that you can't see? How can you trust in God who never comes through? Right? You believe that, you know, praying for a miracle. Please just, God, if you just have this, I'd be happy for the rest of my life. No, you're not. You'll not be happy for the rest of your life. Just learn to love the people that are around you, which is nobody's. Just nobody's. That person's a burden on me. Love the burden on you. Amen? That's why I'd like to break Sam. If I could just break Sam, that he'd just love his wife as Christ loves the church. That's it. Just give her all the blessing. You take all the burden. She says you're like that. But whether you are or not, that's what God wants, is you to be dead. And Dan, it's up to you to take care of this family. Right? And since you don't have any equipment, there's nothing you can do except wait on God and meanwhile, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Right? So when you do that, it turns out to be a blessing. It's amazing. It's amazing. Same with Willis. Same thing with Willis. You just love your wife, not with anger, not with force, manipulation, you know, impatience. Heaven on earth. Even though you don't see it. Heaven on earth. That's why every day I say to Mom, you're the best. You're a gift of God. Boy, I'm so blessed. I say it, not because I feel it, not because I want it, not because I, you know, understand it. I don't care about that. I just do it. You're the best. One couldn't be better. I know I don't look like anything either, but I do it anyway. I don't mind her criticisms. I don't mind all that. And she does every day. She's faithful every day to criticize. Faithful. Absolutely faithful. She'll find a flaw when I don't even see a flaw. And then she'll find it. Well, you didn't say that right. You didn't do that right. You know. So I love that. That's great, isn't that? Isn't that great? So you just love for no reason at all. Y'all see that? Y'all understand that? Christianity is not seeing. It's believing. Which does God want? Believing or seeing? Believing. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. You're believing something that you don't see. And then when you act on it, on earth, as it is in heaven, all of a sudden, that other person gets it. After 20, 30 years, they get it. You don't need it to happen right away. Just trust God. Enter in. Just say, God, you know, I don't care what happens to me. I trust in your love. I trust that you'll keep your promise. I don't need anything to Ramas and any of that. I don't want any of that. If you get it, praise God. But I really don't need it. I just believe in you. I totally believe your word, and I live by it. And I'll act on it without seeing it. Blessed are those, happy are those that act without seeing. He said. He not only said that to Thomas, the doubting Thomas, he said that to Martha. Remember Martha? He said, you've been here, my brother wouldn't be dead. You didn't show up. Didn't we say it 4 days ago? You could have walked here, I think, in that time. Even your donkey could have gotten you here. But you didn't. You waited for him. I know. And he said, I am the resurrection. Yeah, I know, but in the last days or something like that. We wanted him right now. And so he did what she said. Lazarus, come forth! And he came out. He was wrapped in all kinds of napkins and whatever. He said, take all that off of him. He walked out with all the bandages on him. Mankind today is in bandages. They're wrapped up. They're anxious, they're nervous, they're stressed, they're in trouble. Isn't that an exciting world? Aren't you glad you have a whole mission field out there? The whole world. He's got the whole world in his hands. So everything is out there. It's a mission field. I mean, you don't just stop with one person. You just keep loving everybody. But start with your own family. If you can just love your own family, people that have, you know, let you down, just start with them. Ah, that's a miracle. But you do it by faith. You just do it by faith. It's Jesus in you that doeth the works. It's not you. When you do it, it isn't you. Actually, when you do it, it's actually Jesus. That's where your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and meekness, and self-control. Those nine fruits of the Spirit. All of that is how you do it. And it was Jesus. He didn't even share you. And they don't even give you the glory. They don't even thank you. They just thank God. When you spoke, I heard Jesus. When you acted, I heard Jesus. Because they know they don't expect anything from anybody. Because nobody loves them. Nobody cares for them. So he's against the shepherds. Speak to the shepherds. The shepherds of Israel are eating the sheep instead of fattening them up for somebody else. They want to eat the sheep. They want to devour the sheep. Pastors are like that. Pastors are into ego. I'm sorry to say this. Pastors are totally into ego. You know, they want to have, you know, 100 members, then 5,000 members, and then 50,000, then 150,000, and so on and so forth. Half a million, a million. They want to have a name for themselves. It's kind of like building the Tower of Babel. And all they look humble, but secretly, they like all that, you know, we have 5,000 people. We have 80 buses, you know, whatever. Whatever they're into, they just want the money and the mammon and the prestige and so on and so forth. I'm not against them. I'm just saying those are the people we have today. Most ministers are no good because they're trying to be good, which is they're just trying to feed themselves. Right? I mean, some of the ministers have mansions. I mean, they have big homes. I've been offered them. Okay? I don't want it. I always turn it down. Nah, I'm not interested in that. Because you'd control me then. But I don't say that. I just think that. No. I'm not going to take one shoelace from you. So, you know, I could name story after story. People have offered me churches. I mean, whole churches. They'll just buy them and give them to me. But they want to control me. They want to be on the board that controls me. So I turn them down in every case. Not because I don't want the building or something. I don't even want to visit it. I don't even care what it looks like. We could buy that for you. But then we'd want to be on the board so that we can make sure our investment works. Well, that's great. I'll just stick with the lousy people I have. I'll just stick with the losers we have. Suits me fine. Well, and sometimes they threaten you then because they say, and I'm going to do everything I can to destroy you because you won't do what I says. I can tell you there are churches here in town that those same people that offered that then went to that church and now it's 60,000 people, whatever. They are big churches here in town. And it could have been me. I didn't want it. I didn't want it. Most ministers are greedy for having a big reputation and so on. I don't care. I don't really care. I'm happy with Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy with Karen. I'm happy with you.
Thank you.
I'm happy with you. I just love people. Right. I don't even care who's coming. Whoever it is, it's fine. And I don't chase you. I don't look you, you know, try to keep you because you're a big donor or whatever. I don't care. I really think God is so good because it's written in the book. So I don't look. I never look at anything. I don't care about it. But he's given me a great friend in Hugo. How many times have you come, Hugo?
A
little time. But he's here spiritually. He's here. Why? Because we're brothers. And so I don't care. When he walks in, I'm delightful. When he doesn't walk in, I'm still delightful. Why? Because he's a brother. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
So you don't look to people to bless you. You are the blesser. You are the one that blesses. Just like God. You're like God.
Right.
You just bless people who don't deserve it. Amen? So I want you to speak against Ezekiel. The Lord is my strength. I want you to have this strength that you say to the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? You eat the fat. You clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. In other words, they're killing their people by caring about themselves. They have secret agendas. I don't have one. I have no agenda to be, 5,000 members or 10,000 or 20 or whatever. I don't have any agenda like that. What if God gives it to me tomorrow? Well, he could, but I don't care about it. It'll be nothing because I'm not going to count the sheep because you can lose them the next day. That's why faith is the victory. The victory is not the victory. The victory is not what I'm looking for. I don't want to see it to believe it. I want to believe it to see it.
Amen.
Amen? When God gives it to you, it's a piece of cake.
Yes.
Because you didn't work for it. You just entered into his rest. You just said, you know what? Everything's going my way.
Yeah.
Whatever happens to me, I accept it as a blessing from God.
Amen.
Right. So I don't look at my resources. I don't look at, well, how much do I have? Nothing. I don't care what I think and feel and want. I don't care about that. I don't care about it. But when I'm with you, personally, one-on-one, you're all that I know. I forget everything else, I just forget it. I just know one thing. You're here. I'm going to minister to you. After I'm done with the word, I'll know it. I quit. That's it. I've said what I need to say. Now I just move on.
Right.
Not because the Holy Spirit's saying, don't do that. Don't eat this sheep. Don't close the deal. Don't close the deal. I'll do all the closing. How many know God will close whatever you start? You open it, but you don't know how to finish it. You just open it. Hey, I love you. But then you don't want to go on. Like, prove it. You can't prove this thing. You know, God likes to, he likes to do it and get all the glory. All right. Verse 4. The disease you have not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought out that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty you have ruled over the people. So pastors are like that. Pastors are like that. They're rulers. But the ruler, you should be a servant ruler. And I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just saying that is who I am. Because I don't care. I don't care. I'm not looking for looking. I'm not trying to look like a pastor. Woe to the shepherds. Next, verse 5. Ezekiel 34, verse 5. 34, 5. The Lord is my strength. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me, blah, 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 blah. So the Lord is my shepherd, and he's the good shepherd. So this is a him, not an it. This is a him, not an it. I don't want to see it to believe it. I want to believe it to see it. I don't want to see it to believe it. Oh, if I could put my fingers in his side. Oh, if you'd been here, my brother would be alive. I am the resurrection. Lazarus, come forth!
Amen.
He came out. So, whoa, now I believe in Jesus. No, because you saw, but you didn't believe it, that I was the resurrection. In other words, I can resurrect anybody at any time. I postpone it because I'm trying to teach you something. Just have faith till I come back. Wait for me. Be patient for me. How many here are saying these words? I am patient. I don't care what God gives me. I'm totally content.
Amen.
Amen.
In faith.
Yeah, but it's just faith. It's just faith. You don't need to see it.
Amen.
When Israel's enemies are all dead, then I'll be happy. No. You don't want the enemies to go away. Leave the enemies there. How many know that the enemies are God's enemies anyway? And God, when he wants to, he just flows on them. They're gone. They're just gone like that. So don't worry about, homosexual agendas, Al-Qaeda, you know, whoever's scaring you. Don't fret because of evildoers. Don't fret because nothing seems to be going your way. Just, I can't get anywhere. I'm just, you know, a loser, I guess. Well, you are a loser. Because you don't have faith in His Word. When you have faith in His Word, you don't care what happens. You don't have any investment in it. It is saying, love your neighbor. Well, my neighbor's obnoxious. My neighbor, he hates me. And so on. Just love anybody. You don't have to even pick. You can just pick anybody. So I'd say start with your wife. I'd say that. But I don't have that many men here, so I've pretty much exhausted the men. Because men don't like to go to church because they don't want to be killed. They don't want to be destroyed and mentored. Because they like to just, they're looking for the scene, the mammon. And mammon drives men. Man, if you lose your job, you're not even a person. You lose your job. Wow, I was the breadwinner and I failed. People don't want to fail. I love it when people fail. I always say, hallelujah. We had a guy this morning called up, and he was in the hospital yesterday. And it's because he'd been having pains in him. And he'd had stents put in him some years ago. But then recently he's been feeling the pain. So I thought, well, I better go to the doctor. I can't stand this pain. And I've taken this and that and so on and so forth, but it's not helping. So he went in and they said, oh, your fifth valve is closed. It never developed. They immediately fixed it, and immediately this morning he called up and said, I'm well. I'm completely well. The blood is rushing through my whole system. I did not know that one little thing caused all this problem. And I'd have been going on and on and on. And so then I said, so are you interested in the miracle that happened, or are you interested in Jesus? Jesus, he said.
Yes.
That's why you called. So I'm glad you have faith in God, that you trust Him. Faith in His Word, trust in Him. Faith in His Word, trust in Him. The Word is an it. The deed is the it. So this one right here, the love is the deed. But Jesus did that. You didn't do that. And this discipleship is you dying. And this faith is in His Word, the written Word. That's all you have, is the written Word. Just the written Word. Everyone's bored with the written Word. It's like, oh, I've read that. I know that story, you know. Goliath gets killed, you know, whatever. Yeah, I know all the stories. I've known everything. You don't want to read it? It's the Word of God. Yeah, I read it before. It didn't work. I tried it and it didn't work. How many know that the Word never works when you want it to? And you're really, God, I'm serious this time. I'm really serious. You need to do a miracle right here. And if you don't, I don't know. I'm going to do something because I don't like you. I mean, this lady once called me and said, what good are you? Because she had a niece or a nephew or something and they were sick. And I said, well, I'll pray about it. Yeah, pray. What good are you? I thought about that. That's good. You're right. That's accurate. Because she wanted me to do a miracle right there. You know, do something. You're no good. And so she's a member right now. She's a good member, actually. But she had to realize, well, I shouldn't have said that. But no, I'm glad you did. It's good. It's good for me. I asked myself the same question. What good are you? How many know I'm no good?
Right.
How many know I'm no good? And the only thing I'm doing is sharing the Word. It's the only thing I know to do is share the Word. Share the Word. And just believe in that Word. And trust Him, not it. Don't look for the it. Don't look for the seen. Faith is always not seen. You don't see it. Just enter His rest. No matter what happens, I don't have an investment in that. I don't have a dog in that race. Whatever happens, I trust God. Wow! God is so pleased when you do that. When you do that, when you just trust in Him and you have no clue as to what He'll do. And we're impatient with Him. God, I wish You'd hurry up and get rid of this impatience in me. How many know that's a contradiction? And it's making me mad that you won't do anything. You won't do anything. And that's what people, they get mad. And all I do is, when you give me something, I just turn it to Jesus. Jesus, here's the problem. Solve it. That's your problem.
Amen.
This is a union thing, and you just do it. That's your part. Keep your word. Do it. If you don't do it, I'll tell on you. And so, you know, if Jesus doesn't do it, there's nothing I can do to make him do it. How many know that you don't have any power over God? He's kind of hard to gainsay. He's kind of hard to argue against and win. His program will not be thwarted because you sin. How many know that his program will not be thwarted because of your sin? He still loves you just as you are. He just wants you to be relaxed. Let him do all the work. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. It just trade you rest for work, labor, heavy burdened.
I love that.
He doesn't want you to burden yourself. You could be happy all the time if you didn't worry, if you weren't stressed. You could be happy all the time, right? You could be, but, well, if God doesn't answer this prayer, I don't know what I'm going to do with him. How many know God won't operate because you want him to operate? He they'll get it. How many know God is really confident that they'll get it? They'll get it sooner or later. How many know you are the generation he's talking about? We've got to start with Raul. This is the generation he's talking about. Raul will get it. How? I don't know. I have no idea how God operates. All I know is if he doesn't do it, unless the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city. Now, you don't need satellites. You don't need police cars. You don't need to increase your force. Unless the Lord guards the city, they who wake up to guard the city do it in vain. It's worthless. Unless God protects your family, guns and more guns is not going to help you. More keys, more locks, more security systems. That's what everybody wants. Well, I feel secure. We have iron bars on the window and so on. And of course, we can't see out. But, the house is like a fortress. You know, they can break through anything they want to break through. If people are determined, they just can do anything they want to do. So unless the Lord guards you, you're not guarded. But what if you just trusted in God? God, unless you keep this Dallas, it won't happen. But let's say we haven't seen a revival in Dallas for umpteen years. And Dallas could be the key. I say it is. Dallas could be the key to the revival in America. But some people believe it, and a lot of prophecies have been said. But I believe Dallas will be the key, not Fort Worth. Not Fort Worth, Dallas. And so, but Dan won't cooperate. Dan is the problem. Sam, you're messing things up. Willis, you're just messing things up. Can't believe these younger guys, but you know what? You don't need to do it. If God wants to do it, let him do it. If he wants to use someone else, let him do that. But this is a place that he could do it. But how many knows God doesn't operate by could? He just does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. He could even use Fort Worth. That miserable thing, the west of us. That's where the west begins. He could do that. He could do it from Fort Worth. That would be a surprise. How many know that God doesn't do it the way reasonable people would do it?
No.
But maybe he could. So speak against the shepherds. They eat the sheep instead of feed the sheep. It's better to feed the sheep than to eat the sheep. Fatten them up for the kill. They're the lamb. That's what he's saying. Feed my flock. It's not your flock. It's my flock. So it's not Pastor Jim's church. It's actually Jesus' church that he's entrusted to me, which was a foolish move on his part. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. So the Jews today are scattered all over the earth. My sheep wandered through all the mountains, all the big shots, and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did seek or search after them. Remember Jesus said in the New Testament, I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Remember that one poor woman? She said, well, I know I'm just a dog outside, but could you at least give us the crumbs? Even the dogs eat the crumbs. But I know I only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came back and said, yeah, I know, but could you not bless us anyway and just the crumbs? All I'm asking for is crumbs. How many know that God's crumbs are better than being the sheep that go astray? That, you know, a lot of the pastors, big into ego, big into mammon, big into, you know, stuff. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Here it is. As I live, and God is everlasting life, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, when you have the Lord as your shepherd, you'll never be in want. Because he always leads to green pasture. He'll always, everything that's going on in your life, everything that's going on in your life is a blessing. It's just you have your eye over here because you prayed for this and it didn't happen. But you didn't have your eye over here. But the victory is there. Because he always leads us in triumph. He always leads us in triumph. So you're looking over here. Look over here. Here's the victory. Everything is going your way. Even if he's showing you a sin, that's your way. Everything he does in your life is to bless you. How many know he wants to get rid of all the sin in your life? He forgave your sin. Now he's cleansing you from all unrighteousness. Then he's going to perfect you in love and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. Okay, big deal. But God doesn't want you to look over here to see it. He wants you to look over here and believe it. Believe. Forget the see. Believe. And then you will see. That's how you do it. It just works that way. And what's in middle? Your death. Your will, your mind, your emotions are not God. Your will never submit to God's will until it submits to God's will. Your mind will never be satisfied because God can't answer all your questions. Because God doesn't believe the mind is God. And so he says things that bother your mind. Call me right early and I will answer. I called on him right early and he didn't answer. How many have experienced that? You know, God just is not that good. I mean, I called on him right early. I believe it was 4. Was it 4? Whatever it was, I called on him and he didn't answer. So I'm not going to go to church anymore for a week. I'm not going to go any church anymore for a year until God answers that question. How many know you cannot bribe God? He's not negotiable. The guy will not negotiate that loan. He's not going to do it. God is so stubborn. He is stubborn. He's not faithful, but he's just stubborn. I asked him 10 times. Remember Paul asked him 10 times or whatever, 5 times, 4 times, 3 times, something. He asked him and God didn't do anything. So he said, I've just learned to be content in any state that I am. So everything's going your way. Don't ever doubt that. God loves you. Just go by the word. Don't think it out. Don't figure it out. Don't ask for any signs and wonders and miracles. They're all for outsiders. All signs, wonders, and miracles are for outsiders. You don't eat the fruit. Fruit is 6. You don't eat the fruit. You have to die so you don't love yourself so you can love your neighbor. You can't love your neighbor if you also love yourself. You have 2 eyes. My agenda plus God's agenda. It won't work that way. No. When you love your neighbor as yourself, you're willing to die for him. Yes. You're willing to lay down your life for your neighbor. Isn't that thrilling? Isn't that thrilling? Your flesh loves that. No, it's going to kill your flesh. Your flesh will die when you love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have any control over God. He controls you. And not going to give up that deal. He likes to say, no, no, they'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
And, you know, I'm not fine. I yelled out at him, God, do this right now. And mean now, today. I mean, do it today. But miracles happen when you're not expecting them.
Amen.
When you just go, you know what? However it comes out, yeah, it's fine with me.
Amen.
If I'm going to live in Dallas, I'm going to live in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to move, let him do the moving. I'm not going to do anything until God tells me. That's the way to do it. So are you content today, just the way life is? Are you completely content with the people that are around you? Because those are the ones that cause all the troubles. Because you trusted in them. You didn't do what I said. How many are looking to another man, another person, to be, you know, you want to suck off of them? You want to depend on them? No. Don't look to anybody for anything. Look to God. Amen. Trust not in man. Put your trust in the Lord. Trust not in princes. Put your trust in the Lord. Oh, there it is. Don't trust in anybody. Don't trust in Pastor Jim. Don't trust in Billy Graham. Don't trust in anybody. Whoever you trust in is not worthy of your trust. Only God. Only God is good. Only God. Only God. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, verse 10. Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. I don't want shepherds that aren't shepherds. I want them to do like I said. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. How many know God can do that? For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, myself, will both search for my sheep and seek them out. That's what Jesus came to do. 600 years, 700 years later. As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among the sheep that are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloud and dark day. So the Jewish people, this is referring to Jewish people, but it also refers to all of us. The Jewish people were scattered throughout the earth. And they still are. And they're making out. They're able to do business anyway internationally. And so they're making out. So for them, they feel good. You know, even going into Babylon didn't hurt them. Even going into Persia didn't hurt them. Wherever they went, they've actually flourished. They're actually not, you know, bedraggled today. And they got enemies around them. I mean, galore. They're in the middle of the enemies. They're right there in the midst of all their enemies, and they hate their guts. The enemies all want to see them in the sea and get them in the sea. And the Sunnis don't like them, and the Shia don't like them, and nobody likes them, and so on and so forth, because they want 13 instead of 12. That's the whole problem with the Muslims. They want 13. But God already said in the Bible, there will be 12 princes that come forth from you, not 13. Today they want Israel itself as the 13th. That was promised to Isaac. Therefore, God will not allow it. Israel will survive. Not only that, they'll thrive. Why? Not because of America. Not because we're on their side. Well, that's what Americans think. We helped out Israel. You know, that's great. That's good. But you didn't need it because God, and he could be using America. That's fine. But the point is, America didn't save them. That's the only reason Americans like Israel is because they're in the Bible. Otherwise, you'd hate them. You'd despise them. Yeah, because they're just into money. They're just always thinking of ways to make money, and they have double books. They don't even operate in a right way. Am I wrong? No. And so you know, but that isn't how it works with God. With God, it works the way, just believe the word. Whatever he instructed you to do in the Old or New Testament, it's all by the Spirit. It's all by the Spirit. It's all by the Spirit. Unless you're spirit born, if you're flesh born, you perish. If you're spirit born, you survive forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Woohoo! Now that doesn't make you happy. What more do you want?
Well, I'd like to see it.
Well, you're not going to see it until Jesus comes back again. And then every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, whoa, that guy is God. You see all his angels? Wow. See all the Old Testament saints? See the New Testament saints? See the people in church history that have died before us? Wow. That's a big group.
Yeah.
And he'll come back like that and every knee will bow. Boom. Their knees will just drop. That guy's the Lord. Do you think? This Buddhist thing not working. This Hindu thing isn't working because none of those things are God's. There's only one God, and Jesus is his son, period. You don't need experiences. You don't need anything. When God does a miracle, thank him and move on. Don't dwell on it forever. Why? Because miracles are for outsiders. Miracles, you can't live by miracles. They're just rare events that happen every once in a while. I've had them. And you get more if you love the neighbor and don't worry about the miracles. Then you get more miracles. The minute you don't care about miracles, you get more of them. But the minute you care about them and your eyes, I want to have my way. I want to build my kingdom. And also, I'll give a little 10% for him. How many know God? He's okay with that. It's just that's not going to do it. Give 100% to God. Why? Because he'll give it back with abundance. You can't outgive God. You can't. All right, let's end up with this. This is kind of fun. As a shepherd seeks out the flock in the day he is among his sheep, they are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep and deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and I will gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel. This is literally going to take place. By the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country, and I will feed them in good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall be their fold. And there shall they lie in good fold, and in fat pasture they shall feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause him to lie down, and wow, saith the Lord. You know, it just keeps going on and on. All the prophets preach this, that there's a day when Israel will be troubled and the Holocaust hasn't happened yet. There's going to be one more Holocaust. One more. Why? Because he's going to kill, not by himself, by other people that are going to kill him off, the beast and the false prophet. And Christians will be involved in it too. Christians and the Muslims, they'll be involved. They'll make a deal. And that deal will be that they hate each other, but they'll work together to take Israel. They'll work together. But 1/3 of them will survive. Malachi 3:3. 1/3 of them. They'll go through the furnace. They'll go through the fire. Who are these that are clothed with white robes? Ah, they are the ones that went through the furnace, but they weren't killed. And even if they were, he'd just raise them up. He's going to resurrect them because 1/3 and they're all Levites. All of them are Levites. Did you know that the Levites lived among the 12 tribes of Israel and they had no land? Everybody else had land, but they had no land. Because Levites are the ones that say, when you break the law, God is merciful. Just bring a lamb, bring a turtle dove. Bring goat, bring something. And so you do, and your sins are forgiven, but that will not take you to heaven. Even though your sins are forgiven, it's just temporal. Until the blood of Jesus. But that already happened 2,000 years ago. So the Messianic Jews today are the ones saying, I believe he came 2,000 years ago. And they're the ones that now have the control of the Knesset. Not because they're a dominant party, because they're the swing group. Whichever way they go, whoever is running for office goes. So it's the Likud party whatever it is, that's the one that wins. Or it's the Labor Party. Whichever one wins is the one that is able to say to the Christians, that is Jewish Christians, Messianic Jews, they say to them, we'll make you a deal. And the Christians are the ones that decide who's president or who's vice president or who's the MP. You know, they decide all those things. I don't know if you know that. And so they're the controllers. And Bibi Netanyahu would not be in the position he's in today, except that he made a deal with the Christians. That's why he didn't come through Obama. Not because Obama's a bad guy. It's not the reason. He didn't come because he wants to be with the people of America. He knows that public opinion counts in America. So he went to the Christians who are dominant in America and appealed to them. And I was in Israel just before he came. Met every member of the government except him. All of them. And we then saw everything that they wanted to show Texas. It was an official visit from the state. And just me and the lieutenant governor, two of us. And they didn't know who I was, so they treated me as though I was an official. Because I had an official paper that said the state of Texas, you know, this is the guy we're sending. But they didn't know, who is he? Well, I was actually there to take notes, but they didn't know that. Because the guy that was sent, the lieutenant governor, who runs the state, on a day-to-day basis, the governor does nothing but cut ribbons. I don't know if you know that. I mean, you know, he does things to sell Texas and all that kind of stuff. But the state is run on a day-to-day basis by the lieutenant governor. He does all the work. And anything dies or lives with his decisions. So he's the one why we have a big slush fund. Saying it that way, to mean, we have money in the bank. Billions. Which other nations, other states don't have. They don't have it. California doesn't have it. New York doesn't have it. No other state has it. We're the most flourishing state in the whole union. We have enough oil and gas to feed America for 400 years. All of America.
Wow.
Just the oil and gas in Texas. Not even in, you know, the Anwar and all that stuff. We have so much coal. We haven't even exploited all the coal we have. And it's right there. You just dig it up. We are rich in so many minerals and metals and so on and so forth, and cattle and finances and so on and so forth. There are more billionaires here. Why? Well, that's the way it is. And that's because of the lieutenant governor. When we were going to be down, he said, no, we're not. And he worked it out so that we not only were down, we're up. And it's been that way ever since he was there in the office. He was there for the longest term because Texas was flourishing. And it ain't going to stop. Why? Because you and I are here. Did you know the whole world exists only for us? I'm going to reverse everything that you think. You know, the whole world doesn't know it, but we're the only valuable thing. Because we're the salt, we're the light. We're the temple of the living God. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So the whole world, they don't realize it because we're nothing. But we actually, we're everything. But even the church doesn't know who it is. And therefore, the church is lukewarm today. Yeah. It's all fluffy, eating the sheep and all that kind of stuff. It's no problem. God is not problemed by problems. Did you know that God could run the universe without man? He can run anything he wants to at any time. But he likes to work with people that are, you know, not deserving. He loves us with a perfect love.
Amen.
So, since we're the apple of his eye, when he sees something, he just sees us, oh, there's my beloved. I'm sure he's looking at me today. That's my beloved pastor right there. I love that guy. Why? Because I'm a loser. I'm totally a nothing. And God, so God has a sense of humor. I mean, you know that God has a sense of humor. He must have a sense of humor. Because I'm not a good pastor at all. Good teacher, blah, 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 blah. Why do you call me good? Don't you know? Do you not know that no one is good except one, and that one is God? So if God is the only one good in the universe, he's the only actor in the universe. I mean, any act that's being done, God does it. In other words, you don't do acts. You think that when you act, you're acting. You're not. You're not. Even God does it. When you love your neighbor, you can't love. But he's the only one that's an actor. He's the only one that can love. He's the only one that can perfect you. He's the only one that can forgive you. He's the only one that can cleanse you from all unrighteousness so that you'll be ready as a bride, 7, without spot, without wrinkle, without any such thing. How many are ready? I want to go all the way. I don't want to see it. I want to believe in what he said in the word. That's all I have is his word.
Amen.
I want to just live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God continually. Mm. It never stops. He's just saying, Alex, I love you. Mm. Such a poor, you know, he just doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't realize what he's talking about. Because he loves you just the way you are. He's delighted in him. Because God never changes his mind. Did you know God never changes his mind? Once he says, I love you, he can't change his mind. After you did what you did, I don't love you now. They can't do that. He's God. And God is a lover, and he's the only thing in the universe you can depend upon.
Amen.
People today, and I love it. I love it today that nobody believes in God. A lot of people, you know, despise God, the public school, you know, blah, blah, blah. So what? Let there be problems galore. Let Jesus do it all. How many know if you just start one-on-one, just start loving your wife? That's kind of the end. If you could love your wife, you could love anybody. If you could love your wife, you could love anybody. Right? That's the only thing Raul has going for him. You love your wife, and God gives you everything. Look, your daughter's here. Look at that. That's powerful. Just because you love your wife. But if you didn't, you'd be nowhere. God could change your life just like that. But he blesses you. Why? Because you love your wife. With all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. You don't even know what he's talking about, but just keep doing it. Don't worry about it. Don't ever give a thought to it. Because God's thought everything out before there was a world. And Jesus was laid down, shed his blood. All right, time to move. I have to go to Fort Worth. Let's see. Lynn, say a prayer.
Father, we just thank you for your goodness to us. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are the most awesome shepherd, that you call us by name and you lead us out of every trouble, of every bondage, of every issue. So we just thank you. That you're a master at carrying our burdens.
Yes.
Thank you for causing us to cast our cares on you, for you care for us. I just speak your blessing on every person here.
Yes.
And thank you for giving Pastor Jim and his family safe passage back to Fort Worth. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Woohoo! I love you all.
I love you.
You're a blessing.